Welcome to Shomer Shalom Daf. She is sponsored by Nishmas Aaron B'Yakov Shalom and Leah B'Sitzchok. We're holding in Yumo Daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, throughout the Daf, speaks about the Isser of coming into Kodesh HaKadosh with the Ketores on Yom Kippurim without the Ma'ale Oshan. You must come in with that ingredient that causes the smoke to come up. And the Gemara learns is Azara. And there's an Einish. There's one pasuk that tells you the warning, and the other pasuk that gives you the punishment. Says the Gemara, maybe you'll tell me that both were said before the Misa of Bnei Aaron, and Mela, the reason why they died is because maybe they were missing this ingredient. Says the Gemara, no, the Einish was mentioned only after. Says the Gemara, maybe the Hazara and the Einish were mentioned after. Says the Gemara, no, the Hazara was mentioned before, but the oynes was mentioned after. And this needs a lot of explanation. What does it mean? Why do we divide the azara and the oynes? We say that the oynes, the punishment of bringing Ma'ale Oshan, comes only after Mrs. Bnei Aaron. But the azara came before. What's the point in that? To understand this, let's go to the end of the sugi over here. The Gemara says, why was Bnei Aaron punished? Because they said halacha in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why they were punished. Tosis right away in this plot says there's many other reasons why they died. The Medrash and the Gemara tells us several other reasons. Maybe because they were punished because of Sinai. Maybe because they were waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron to die. The Gemara and Sanhedrin says that they were pruri roish. They didn't take a haircut. There's a mandoma that says shtui yayin, they were drinking wine. And there's a mandoma that says the mechusab gadin didn't come with all the clothes. Several explanations. What is the common theme between all these explanations? Interesting enough, the Rechaim in Parshas Achrei brings another explanation, an explanation which is not brought down in Chazal. But this may be the key to understand this sugya. The Rechaim says, what happened to Bnei Aaron? In the first day of the Mishkan, there was a Shoras Tashchina. There was an unbelievable gilui, revelation of Hashem. There was such an unbelievable spiritual experience. When Bnei Aaron and Kohanim saw that spiritual experience, they had no interest to stay in this world. The Rechaim seems to even say something which is a personal experience of his. So when a person has a real spiritual feeling, he has no interest anymore in the physical world, in this materialistic world. So Bnei Aaron and Kohanim decided, we're leaving. We want to go back to Shemayim. That's what happened in Mises Bnei Aaron. What does the Rechaim mean? Obviously, it says that Mises Bnei Aaron was a chait, they did a sin. What did they do wrong? They want to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the answer is, this is what the Rechaim is implying, that the sin of the Bnei Aaron was the fact that they didn't stay in this world. A human being needs to stay in this world and worship Hashem through the trials and tribulations of this world. If you don't do it through here, you'll never achieve there. Shmuel doesn't want you to be up there automatically. He could have done that without you going down to the world. HaKashmuel is sending you down to this world for a purpose. And you must achieve this purpose before you go up there. This is what Bnei Aaron HaKohanim made a mistake was. They should have not leave the world to get close to HaKashmuel. And if you think about it, this really explains all the different pirushim of Chazal. Bnei Aaron and Kohanim were mezalzel. They gave up on the physical world and elevating this world. That's why there was shtui yayin and they drank wine. They didn't put the clothes, as we spoke about a few shiurim ago, which makes their body kaddish. They were puri roish. They didn't care about their haircut. It all goes down to the same idea that they're trying to go beyond where they belong right now. And this is what the Gemara says over here. What did Bnei Aaron do, the chait? The chait was that the hoiru hoiru b'fnei rabban. What's the problem? It's the right halacha. Why can't I say halacha in front of my Rebbe? The answer is it's not your place. You're not there yet. You have to build up. You're a Talmud right now. Once you become a Rebbe, then you could do it. The chait of Bnei Aaron is jumping beyond where you belong right now. And with this, we can understand the beginning of our Gemara. They didn't do anything wrong with the Ma'ale Oshan, because they weren't punished for that because the Oynish wasn't mentioned yet. But the Azara was mentioned. What's the definition of Azara? as the chinuch that we mentioned in previous shiurim, the chinuch tells us, what is the idea? Why you need to have a azara and a oinish, a warning and a punishment? Because the warning tells you what Ratzon Hashem is. Without a warning, you would think, maybe Hashem wants me to do the aveir and get punished for it. Hashem tells you, no, I don't want you to do the aveir. So azara defines you what Ratzon Hashem is. The azara over here is, I want to have Ma'ale Hashem. Why do you want to have Ma'ale Hashem? Says Rabbeinu B'chaim, begin your Parsha Achimois, what's the idea of a chiso on an aktoires es hakapoires? The idea that you need to have the smoke filling up the room? Because the Kohen Gadol, when he goes in, he's not going to see the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why you have that anon. That's why you have the cloud. That's why you have the smoke to cover his eyes. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Azara, he's showing the real meaning. I don't want you to see the Kedusha. Why not? I want to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not there yet. That Azara was the message from Bnei Aharon. Bnei Aharon, don't you realize that you need to do Ma'ale Hashem to have cloud, not to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you can't get too high when you don't belong there yet? So how do you leave this world to go up to a higher world? How are you Moira Rofne Rabban? That was the Azara. The Azara was the warning from Bnei Aharon not to do their sin on their level, on their very high level, of wanting more Kedusha, just in not the right place. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.